Welcome to the Deep Dive. We sift through all the latest research, the newest insights, to bring you, well, the really important stuff, tailored just for you. Today, we are plunging into something that's rapidly becoming one of the most critical challenges, really. AI security incidents. Just picture this for a second. You've got a customer service chat bot, right? Like that Air Canada one. Mm-hmm. And it just completely makes up a bereavement fare policy. Not a hack. No data breach. It just, well, hallucinated it.
Yeah, or remember Microsoft's Tay, that AI chatbot.
Oh, yeah?
It went from this, like, experimental AI to just spewing hateful stuff in less than a day.
Because trolls basically taught it to, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So the question becomes, how do we even start to respond when the AI itself is the problem, not some, you know, traditional cyber attack?
That's precisely what we're here to unpack today. We're doing a deep dive into this new frontier. We're talking generative AI, Gen AI, and, importantly, agentic AI security incidents.
Right. And while we're all pretty familiar with cybersecurity basics, AI, it throws whole new categories of risk into the mix, new challenges for organizations. So we'll explore what makes these AI incidents different, how you can prepare, how to spot them, and crucially, how to respond effectively.
And guiding us, we've pulled together insights from some really cutting-edge reports. We're looking at the OWASP Gen AI Incident Response Guide, the Securing Agentic Applications Guide, and the State of Agentic AI Security and Governance. These all just came out mid-2025, so this is absolutely the latest thinking from global experts. You're getting ahead of the curve here.
Yeah, and our mission today is to, you know, cut through all that complexity, give you a shortcut, really, to being well-informed on this super critical, fast-moving field. You'll get a solid grasp of the unique landscape of AI security, hopefully arming you with the knowledge to navigate this brave new world without feeling totally overwhelmed.
Okay.
We're going to share some surprising facts, some real-world examples that should, you know, make those aha moments click.
Right. Let's get into it. Defining this new battlefield. When we say AI incident, it's nuanced, isn't it?
Really is.
We're used to cybersecurity incidents focusing on, you know, confidentiality, integrity, availability, that classic CA triad from NIST and others, usually about protecting systems from bad actors.
But with AI, the problem often bubbles up from inside the AI itself. It's often about the AI's own behavior. It's stochastic nature.
Stochastic nature, meaning it's kind of unpredictable.
Exactly. Non-deterministic outputs. Sometimes it just does unexpected things. The OECD actually has a good definition. They say an AI incident is an event or series of events where the development, use, or malfunction of AI systems directly or indirectly leads to specific harms.
And that includes potential harm, too, not just stuff that's already happened.
Precisely. Potential harm counts.
Okay. To make this really concrete, let's dive into some of those real-world stories. You mentioned the Air Canada chatbot.
Yeah, the hallucinated bereavement fare.
Right. The customer lost money, Air Canada got bad press, had to pay up. Purely an AI failure. The AI just invented a policy.
Mm-hmm. And then Tay, Microsoft's chatbot back in 2016. Designed to learn from Twitter.
Which went about as well as you'd expect.
Yeah, yeah. Trolls bombarded it with offensive stuff, basically poisoning its training data. Mm. It started tweeting awful things, shut down in less than 24 hours. Again, no server breach. The learning process was corrupted. Bad input, bad output.
Okay, but here's where it gets really interesting, blurring those lines with traditional security. AIM Security found this thing called Echo Leak in Microsoft 365 Copilot.
Oh, I remember reading about that one. Critical vulnerability, right?
Yeah, critical. Attackers could steal sensitive data just by sending specially crafted emails.
Yeah.
The AI saw them as user instructions, bypassed security, and just leaked the data. The AI was basically tricked into becoming a data thief. That really shows the power of prompt injection. No server hack needed.
And another one, the MathGPT code execution exploit. Researchers fed a malicious prompt to a GPT-3 system.
What happened?
It caused the AI to run unintended Python commands. Exposed API keys could have caused denial of service. It highlights the risk when you give AI agency the power to execute code. The flaw wasn't in the code itself, but in how the AI interpreted the instruction.
Wild. And the last one? The ChatGPT operator agent leak.
Right. This was an advanced agent designed to browse the web. Researchers hid prompts on web pages. When the agent visited the page, bang, it got tricked into grabbing sensitive user data, like emails, and sending it off somewhere else.
So the AI becomes like an unwitting insider threat just by following bad instructions it finds online. That's a whole new kind of supply chain risk.
It really is. So what these examples tell us, taken together, is that AI incidents aren't just about things breaking in the usual ways. It's how they break, often due to the AI's own nature, not just external attacks.
Which means our old cybersecurity playbook, while still important, just isn't enough anymore. We need a new lens.
Absolutely. And that lens reveals some really unique elements of AI incidents, like the centrality of prompts.
Meaning the instructions we give the AI.
Exactly. Prompts are the main way we interact. So they become the main attack surface and a key failure point. Prompt injection attacks use malicious instructions hidden in prompts.
But prompts are also clues, right? Indicators of compromise.
That's the flip side, yes.
Yeah.
They're crucial for detection, too.
And that ties into stochastic generation, that unpredictability we mentioned.
Right. Unlike normal software that does the same thing every time, generative AI is non-deterministic. It can lead to unpredictable outputs, like those hallucinations, even without an attacker. It's like a software bug that's constantly changing shape.
Which is what makes it so different. And that connects to autonomy and agency, yeah.
Definitely. Advanced AI can act on its own. An incident might just be the AI independently doing something harmful. It blurs the line between a malfunction and just a bad decision by this autonomous entity.
We also see data-driven harm. Things like algorithmic bias and AI discriminating in loan applications, maybe. Or privacy violations where sensitive data gets exposed accidentally.
Yeah, harmful even without a hack. In the traditional sense, it's tied right back to the data and the algorithms.
And then there's the complexity and lack of interpretability, the black box problem.
Oh, that's a big one. Trying to figure out why an opaque model made a certain decision, it's incredibly tough. Makes finding the root cause of an incident a real nightmare.
You can see the input, see the output, but the middle is just murky.
Precisely. And don't forget, data dependency and drift. Models rely on their training data. If the real world changes, the data shifts, model performance can degrade, leading to incidents that aren't attacks at all.
Just the AI falling out of sync with reality.
Kinda, yeah. And lastly, there's unbounded resource consumption. These models can chew through resources. An incident might just be the AI getting stuck in a loop, burning through compute, memory, energy, racking up huge cloud bills, even without malice. A simple prompt injection could potentially trigger that.
Okay, so given all that, preparing for AI incidents isn't optional, it's essential. And it has to start with risk assessment and management that looks beyond just traditional cyber threats.
That's step one. You have to identify and evaluate these unique AI risks. Risks to your assets, confidential training data, model integrity, IP theft, even computational resources getting misused.
And risks to users, right? Physical threats if AI controls machines, or financial loss from bad info, reputational damage.
Absolutely. Plus, risks to your operations, AI failures causing disruptions, service outages, and reputational risks from malicious outputs or data leaks hitting the news.
Which brings us back to that autonomy risk. Agents acting on their own needs really robust logging, doesn't it?
Critically important. You need to be able to see what the agent decided and why as much as possible.
So to really get a grip on this, you need to know what AI systems you actually have in the organization, which sounds simple, but isn't always.
No, it's an ongoing process. AI gets embedded everywhere. Classification is key here.
How do you mean?
Well, you can classify by functionality NLP. Recommendation engines, computer vision, predictive analytics helps you think about misuse. Then by criticality. Is it mission critical, business critical, or something less vital? Controls need to match the criticality.
And data sensitivity, obviously. Public, internal, confidential IP, restricted PII or PHI.
Right. And finally, the deployment strategy. Cloud, on-prem, embedded, hybrid. Knowing these layers helps find hidden vulnerabilities.
Okay, so all that feeds into building an AI asset inventory. And it has to be dynamic, constantly updated.
Absolutely. Living documentation. It needs to cover the infrastructure, the data, but also supporting things like plugins, users, APIs, dev tools.
And things like model cards sound really useful here. Documenting the model's purpose, architecture, training data, biases, security posture.
They provide essential context. Makes diagnosing problems way easier. Same goes for documenting your data sets, their origin, lifecycle, access patterns, and your infrastructure hardware, cloud services, APIs, data pipelines, monitoring tools. You can't protect what you don't know you have.
You also need to document accessibility and security posture. Who can access it? How? What are the authentication mechanisms? MFA, REPAC, API keys.
And regular vulnerability assessments, pen testing.
Yeah.
Find those gaps before someone else does.
You mentioned something critical earlier, non-human identities or NHIs.
Yes, pay special attention here. Apps, services, bots, agents interacting with AI without direct human oversight. They need careful management because they can be exploited just like user accounts, often with significant privileges.
And good old network diagrams are still crucial, right? Documenting segmentation, ACLs, connections, keeping them up to date.
Essential for planning and response, especially understanding data flows and potential containment points.
Finally, preparation means knowing your AI stakeholders. AI cuts across the whole organization.
You bet. Internal teams, IT, security, AML devs, data governance, legal, PR, execs, plus external ones like model providers, cloud vendors, regulators, customers.
And mapping responsibilities with something like a RACE AI chart sounds invaluable. Who's responsible, accountable, consulted, informed for each system and during an incident?
It clarifies roles up front. So when an incident hits, people know their part. AI security specialist, ML engineer, legal, comms, everyone's aligned.
Okay, groundwork laid. Now for the active part. The hunt detecting AI incidents. First rule seems to be stream every signal.
That's the mantra. Everything. Model inputs, outputs, prompts, training jobs, pipeline events, resource metrics. Pipe it all into a central immutable log stack.
Because prompts are both the attack vector and the detection signal.
Exactly. They're gold mines for detection, which leads to core detection techniques, starting with prompt-based attack detection.
Looking for those injection attempts, ignore previous instructions, that kind of thing.
Yeah, tracking attempts to override rules, reveal system prompts, manipulate behavior. It's like looking for digital puppet strings.
But it's more than just keywords, right? You need advanced pattern matching.
You do. Rule-based systems, semantic analysis to catch similar phrasing, ML classifiers trained on known bad prompts. A multi-layered approach is best: keywords, semantics, behavior, maybe even using an LLM to evaluate prompt intent.
And you mentioned context window attacks, like overloading the AI's short-term memory.
Right. Flooding it with input so the initial safety instructions get pushed out. You need to monitor for unusually long or repetitive inputs that might indicate someone trying that.
Also need prompt leakage detection, watching for outputs that accidentally reveal system secrets or training data.
Critical information hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond single prompts, prompt velocity and behavioral analytics come in.
Like looking at submission rates?
Yeah, per user, per IP. Rapid-fire prompts, that's most like automation. Also tracking prompt evolution, someone gradually tweaking prompt to bypass filters, and cross-session analysis for coordinated attacks from multiple sources, looking for those patterns.
Then there's out-of-distribution or anomaly detection, flagging inputs or outputs that just look weird compared to normal.
Exactly. Things that lie outside the training data distribution. Spikes often indicate probing or even data poisoning attempts.
And model drift and performance monitoring. Watching accuracy, latency, correlating dips with weird prompts or alerts.
Right. Unexplained degradation could mean corrupted weights or some silent failure. Plus, content and policy violation monitoring. Bursts of blocked outputs can signal injection attacks trying to get forbidden content.
And don't forget resource and behavior analytics. Treating the infrastructure itself as a sensor, sudden GPU spikes tied to a specific user, that could be something.
It's about connecting dots across the whole ecosystem, which means you need good dashboards and an alerting strategy.
Dedicated AI risk dashboards showing model health, pipeline activity, usage patterns, abuse attempts, safety events.
And alerts linked directly to runbooks. Who gets the call? What are the first steps? Needs to be predefined.
This all builds towards higher detection maturity, moving from just reacting to user complaints towards proactive AI-assisted threat hunting.
It's a journey, definitely, from ad hoc to systematic, integrated, and eventually an AI-empowered SOC.
Okay, incident detected, the clock's ticking, the response, containment, eradication, recovery, needs clear procedures.
Absolutely. First, reporting AI incidents. You need secure communication channels set up before anything happens, clear escalation paths, a defined war room process for major events.
And clear notification procedures, who gets told, when, how, using that RCI chart.
Plus knowing your legal or customer notification duties.
Right, and a standard internal reporting template helps keep things clear in the chaos. Incident ID, time, description, impact, type, actions taken, stakeholders. Get everyone on the same page quickly.
You mentioned a severity matrix for AI incidents is needed because the old ones don't quite fit.
Yeah, traditional frameworks miss the nuances. You need to factor in AI system type and criticality, the functional impact disruption, manipulation, hallucinations, the nature of the anomaly, attack versus malfunction, maybe using MITRE ATLAS terms, data integrity issues, and the wider operational impact. And the highest score across those sets the overall severity.
Generally, yes. And that severity dictates everything. Resources, communication urgency, how aggressive containment is, response SLAs, forensic depth.
Okay, the response plan. First critical step. Define the blast radius, which for AI is huge.
It's sprawling. Not just infrastructure. Affected model versions, compromised data sets, all the apps using the AI's output, users impacted, decisions made based on bad output, financial and reputational costs, downstream AI systems.
Wow. So you need your asset inventory and network diagrams ready for that.
Essential for mapping dependencies. Then you define response time obligations and SLAs based on severity. Critical incident. Maybe 15-minute containment, 4-HR eradication, 8-hour recovery, immediate exec comms.
Driven by criticality, potential harm, regulations, cost of downtime.
Exactly. And at the heart of the response is the AI Incident Response Team, AIRT, which isn't just your standard ITIR team.
Needs AI-specific expertise layered on top.
For sure. Roles like an AI security specialist, ML engineer, prompt injection analyst, data scientist, maybe a model governance lead, an ethics advisor.
And team readiness scales with organization size. Small orgs might share roles. Big ones have dedicated 247 teams aligned with NIST AI RMF.
That's the typical progression.
Right.
But critical for all sizes is AI security training for the responders.
They need to understand AML foundations, the specific threats like OWASP top 10 for LLMs, AI architecture, digital forensics for models and data.
And practice. How do you contain an autonomous agent? How do you handle recovery that needs model retraining? Tabletop exercises, AI-specific red teaming are crucial, plus training on the ethical dimensions that often pop up.
Let's look at specific attack types. Prompt injection, you said direct and indirect.
Right. Direct is the attacker typing ignore instructions. Indirect is hiding malicious instructions in content the AI processes later, like that web page example, tricking the AI into doing something bad without direct interaction at that moment.
And techniques are evolving, fragmentation, encoding?
Constantly. Then you have evasion attacks. Subtle input tweaks to fool the model at inference time, like those stickers on the stop sign fooling the Tesla. Imperceptible to us, but the AI misreads it.
AI model poisoning, corrupting the training data, like Tay. Introducing hidden flaws or biases.
Very insidious. Data exfiltration, tricking the AI into revealing sensitive info, like training data or system prompts, or just users accidentally pasting secrets into public tools.
RAG poisoning, tampering with the external knowledge sources an AI uses, leading to bad answers.
Like poisoning the well of information it drinks from. And agent exploitation, attacking those autonomous agents, jailbreaking them, making them misuse their tools, maybe causing resource exhaustion.
So for detection and analysis, you're pulling evidence from AI system logs, user interaction logs, carefully considering privacy, app logs, infrastructure logs.
A wide net. Using technical methods like anomaly detection, signature matching, behavioral analysis, API monitoring, plus data-centric methods like quality analysis, drift detection, and model-centric methods like interpretability tools and performance monitoring.
It's a combined arms approach.
Definitely. For containment, you might quarantine sessions, restrict queries, ensure system prompt confidentiality, control access to models. Eradication could involve revoking bad model versions, verifying artifacts, sanitizing data, hardening models through retraining.
And recovery involves validating the fixed model, maybe using output watermarking, continuous red teaming, enhanced logging, maintaining dataset provenance, rebuilding trust.
And crucially, post-incident activity. Root cause analysis, impact assessment, verifying model integrity, updating governance, docs, playbooks, sharing lessons learned. Close the loop.
Okay, we've covered Gen AI incidents well. Let's pivot to the next level. Agentic AI security and governance. This is more than just Gen AI, right?
Yeah, agentic AI systems have explicit goals. They use tools. They have multi-step reasoning. They operate more autonomously. We're seeing complex agentic ecosystems emerge, multiple agents working together.
Which brings unique threats. Their non-deterministic nature makes risk analysis even harder.
Exactly. And it really multiplies insider threats. These agents often get human-like permissions. A malicious insider can exploit that privileged access via prompts, getting the agent to leak data or misuse internal systems, bypassing controls, because the agent technically has access.
So the key risks are that privileged access and the potential for operations abuse agents sending messages, changing records, running scripts, maybe undetected by normal monitoring.
Right. Think about attack scenarios. Insider prompts agent to leak files. Insider poisons RVEG data sources with biased info. Insider hijacks function calling to trigger unauthorized transactions. It's social engineering, but aimed at the AI.
So what are the key operational capabilities and security controls needed here? Agents connect to lots of things.
They do. For API access, you need least privilege, fine-grained permissions, network segmentation, maybe API templates instead of letting the LLM generate raw calls.
For code execution, sandboxing is vital, right? Static analysis, resource limits, maybe human approval for risky code.
Absolutely. And for database execution, including RAG access, things like managed vector databases with access controls, parameterized queries, filtering dangerous keywords are key to prevent injection or data exposure.
How do we get assurance these things are secure? Assurance strategies for agentic applications.
Red teaming is critical, simulating attacks specifically against agentic systems. New frameworks are emerging: Agent Dojo, Agentic Radar designed to test tool calling manipulation, privilege escalation, memory poisoning in agents.
Proactively trying to break it.
Exactly. And behavioral testing to ensure agents stick to safety rules. Beyond testing, secure agentic deployments need robust controls across the board.
Like strong authentication and authorization, OAuth, managed identities, RBAC, ephemeral credentials.
Yes. And data protection encryption everywhere. DLP, data classification, data minimization. Don't let the agency data it doesn't absolutely need.
Logging and observability have to be top-notch. Immutable logs of reasoning, plans, tool calls, HITL interactions.
With strict access controls on those logs themselves. And you absolutely need emergency off switches, kill switches to revoke privileges, and stop agents instantly if they go off the rails.
Prompt security is still key. Input validation, output filtering, hardening system prompts with embedded policies.
Secure VMs, sandboxing for isolation. Strict capability constraints, agents only use declared tools via wrappers. Securing the agent's memory, tools, and context through encryption and auto-clearing.
Input-output validation and sanitization using AI guardrails, schema enforcement, allowed annihilists, sanitizing outputs for UIs.
For multi-agent setup, separating data and control planes is crucial, with stronger checks on control messages. Secure inter-agent communication using MTLS, verified identities, secure queuing, policy enforcement points.
Applying zero trust principles, network segmentation, containerization for trust boundaries, and AI bot mitigation agents need strong identities to prevent spoofing or command injection.
It's a lot to consider.
It really is. And the whole field is moving so fast, the regulatory and compliance landscape for agentic AI is playing catch up.
That's a huge challenge. Regulations lag. There's global agreement on needing safe, accountable autonomy, but disagreement on how binding laws versus guidance. But the trend is definitely towards more transparency and safety demands.
We're seeing key frameworks like ISO 42001 or NIST AIRMF being adapted. Sector-specific rules, too.
But the real teeth are in emerging regulations. The EU AI Act, for example. Mandatory incident reporting. Extra duties for high-risk models. It's creating operational friction, especially around explainability for key decisions.
And an IS2 in Europe strengthens cyber rules for critical infrastructure, including AI, with tight reporting deadlines and big penalties.
In the U.S., Executive Order 14110 pushes responsible AI, while states like Colorado are tackling algorithmic discrimination, demanding audits. Texas has a new act requiring disclosures, defining prohibited practices, demanding governance duties.
And globally, China, Japan, Singapore, South Korea, everyone's developing frameworks pushing for ethical, responsible AI. Regulators are definitely paying attention.
Which leads to compliance challenges for self-modifying AI. How do you regulate something that evolves after deployment? Policymakers are leaning heavily on human-in-the-loop, HITL, as a baseline.
So we're seeing trends like risk-tiered oversight, continuous monitoring instead of static audits, autonomy ladders, kill switches.
Exactly. And on the cyber privacy side, continuous attack monitoring, AIS bombs, dynamic consent, stricter data handling, immutable audits.
It demands adaptive AI governance models, moving beyond static rules to real-time monitoring. Governance as code, embedding rules into the AI architecture, runtime policies that adapt with the AI.
That's a paradigm shift.
It really is. So as you can clearly hear, securing AI, especially this newer wave of Gen AI and agentic AI, it's not just, you know, cybersecurity plus op. It's fundamentally different.
Yeah, it requires new ways of thinking, new tools, new approaches to regulation that have to grapple with things like randomness, emergent behavior, AI acting on its own.
And every organization using AI really needs to be actively thinking about this stuff. Whether you're a developer, a business leader, or frankly, just someone using AI every day, understanding these risks is just crucial now.
Absolutely, for the safe and effective future of the technology.
Which leaves us with a pretty big thought, doesn't it? As these AI systems get more agency, As they learn and self-modify, the line between human intent and machine action gets blurrier and blurrier. So the urgent question becomes, how do we build and keep trust in systems designed to adapt in ways we might not fully predict? How do we hold them accountable, ensure they're safe, when their decision-making becomes opaque even to us?
That's a big question for all of us to chew on as we move forward with this incredibly powerful technology.